Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Writes for Clutch Points. He's an NBA insider there. His name is Brett Siegel, and he joins us here on 92.3 The Fan. Brett, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Getting ready to head over to the arena soon for Game 4 of the NBA Finals, and it's going to be a really good game. The Thunder have their backs up against the wall for the first time all season. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander looked rattled in that Game 3 loss, and now we're going to see what this 68-win team is made of.
And we'll definitely get into that in a little bit, but the reason why we're having you on is you're reporting with the Cavs and Kevin Durant. Tell us what you've heard. Tell us what you are believing exists out there.
Well, the Kevin Durant sweepstakes is interesting because there's been a lot of chatter since the trade deadline of what was going to happen with Kevin Durant. You had the Suns going behind his back and forging a three-team deal that we reported extensively on at Clutch Points between the Warriors, the Suns, and the Miami Heat, where Kevin Durant would have reunited with Stephen Curry and Draymond Green on Golden State's roster. Ultimately, when Durant and his representation got wind of that, they shut it down. They did not want a trade midseason. They did not want him to be viewed as a rental. And so the Suns backpedaled. The relationship was continually rocky throughout the end of the regular season. Now, as we enter the offseason, there's more trade chatter, and it seems like within the next week or so, we're going to know where Kevin Durant's going to be traded. And obviously, Shams Charania came out yesterday with his reporting of the Timberwolves being at the center of conversation with the Houston Rockets, and it really does seem like that this is going to be something that happens within the Western Conference because of those teams that have the cap flexibility and the financial gain to be able to bring in a contract like Kevin Durant's, a $54 million contract. When we look at the East, though, it's interesting because there's been rumors about the Knicks being involved. I have not personally heard anything about that. I highly doubt that the Knicks are going to be able to leverage assets to get Kevin Durant there. A team like the Raptors, I've heard, as a team that has been mentioned. And then, obviously, there's talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers and just rumors floating out there. Well, what about the Cavs? What moves will they look to make with how wide open the East is and the rumors connected to Darius Garland that people have brought up? To my understanding, I have not heard anything solidly confirming that the Cavs either A, checked in on Kevin Durant or are seriously interested there. Could it make sense? To an extent, maybe, but I just really don't see a path where they're going to look to leverage guys like Jared Allen and Darius Garland or even DeAndre Hunter to go out and get a Kevin Durant player. It's just kind of the rumor mill season of when you check in with guys and when I check in with people that are connected to the Kevin Durant situation of, hey, what teams are out there? Who's going to potentially be interested? The Cavs had come up in conversations that I had of, hey, would they be interested? But nothing more than that of whether or not they've actually checked in or whether or not there's progress to there being a trade.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you how the Cavs, considering they're right now a second apron team, how they could even possibly facilitate such a massive move like this. And that's not even throwing in the whole Dan Gilbert, Matt Ishba personal rivalry that they have. I can't see him wanting to, I can't see Ishba really wanting to send Durant to Cleveland to help out Gilbert and the Cavs.
Yeah.
Right. There's so many different factors that play into it, not only the Gilbert-Ishba rivalry, but you have the fact of, does Kevin Durant even want to go to the Cavaliers? Because he has 1 year left on his contract. Wherever he goes, he's going to be looking for that 2-year extension. And is that something that Cleveland would even want to offer him? And given their cap situation, it's hard to figure out. Both teams are second apron teams. You'd have to now get a third, a fourth, a fifth team involved to take on salary. Now you're talking about adding more draft picks to it. It's just very complicated to actually believe that that would be a real scenario.
Brett Siegel, NBA insider at Clutch Points, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. All right, Brett, what have you heard in regards to Darius Garland or any other Cavs potential moves?
Well, the Cavaliers are in an interesting situation because the Eastern Conference is wide open. When you look at next season, the Celtics are going to take a step back given their injury situation. The Bucks are going to take a step back given that Damian Lillard is going to be out the vast majority of the season and there's still uncertainty surrounding Giannis Antetokounmpo. So in my mind, when I look at the East, the three teams that stand out the most as championship contenders, it's one that's playing tonight in the Indiana Pacers. You have the reigning one seed in the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then you have the New York Knicks, depending on what happens with their roster and depending on their coaching search. So you have a clear path here to contend for a championship. And realistically, when you look at the Cavaliers and the way that they financially structured their roster, they're looking at a 2 to 3 year championship window here of we need to capitalize on the talent that we have right now. Donovan Mitchell is 28 years old. He's not getting any younger. He's in the prime of his career, one of the best and most underrated offensive talents in the league. Evan Mobley emerged this season as the defensive player of the year. Jared Allen is on one of the best contracts for one of the most productive centers in the league. So now you look at that fourth guy, Darius Garland. Well, what's going to happen there? He was heavily involved in some trade talks last offseason. Ultimately, nothing ever materialized to the point where he was seriously considering being moved. But there was traction there between teams of talking about Darius Garland, what his future would be with the Cavaliers. And I do think that if there is a path for them to get an upgrade and upgrade their championship outlook, the Cavs would have serious conversations about trading Darius Garland. Obviously, there's nothing on that forefront right now. It doesn't seem like that there's a path to doing so. But I do think that they're more willing to talk about that than they have in the past.
Brett, you mentioned Darius, and you know he just had surgery to repair the big toe problem that he had in the playoffs here. But my thing is, like when you mentioned that the East is wide open, are the Cavs maybe almost better off standing pat and running this thing back next season? Or do you think there is a move there that Kobe Altman can make this offseason, whether it's moving Darius Garland or something else, that can make them a championship contender?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because that was pretty much going to be my next point talking about the Cavs is why would you screw things up right now? You were the one seed. You had a historic season. And now with the path being wide open, with some of those teams taking a step back, you're probably going to be the one seed in the East again. You still have things to work on, but you have a full offseason to work on that with Kenny Atkinson, with this group, and correct the mistakes that you made. You have a full offseason to get healthy because a lot of those guys were banged up in the playoffs. Mitchell was banged up. Garland was banged up. Mobley was dealing with that ankle issue. DeAndre Hunter was banged up, and now he has a full offseason to work with the team. So I think that it makes the most sense just to stand pat and fill the gaps around this team, fill out your bench, potentially bring back a guy like Ty Jerome and obviously get a little bit more depth in that front court, see if you can sign a guy to a minimum contract just in case Allen or Mobley get hurt and you can have some depth there. But I really don't believe that we're going to see any major changes from this roster. From my mindset and looking at the team and talking to others around the league, it just makes sense for them to stand pat, run things back, and be the one seed again in the East.
How much does the surgery that Garland had, impact his trade value right now?
Right now, I'd say it impacts it a little bit just because there's talk that he could potentially miss the start of the preseason. It could carry in to the start of the regular season. And when you look at some of those teams that would be interested in, and I know that one of them that was mentioned was the Sacramento Kings, what would the Kings really have to gain from that? Because they're in a weird position themselves of they want to improve right away, and there's going to be questions about a Garland injury. I mean, it just doesn't seem logical for any team to want to go out and add him right now, and also from the Cavs' point of view, to want to trade him. And if you are going to look to trade him, it would be something that would make more sense at the trade deadline where maybe a superstar talent becomes available. And with Garland's $40 million contract, you compare that with one of your other bench players. Maybe it's a Dean Wade in the final year of his contract. Maybe it's Isaac Okoro. But regardless of that, it just makes more sense to hang on to him now, especially because there isn't necessarily that huge market of teams looking to bid on a player like Darius Garland.
Brett Siegel, Clutch Points NBA insider, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan Afternoon Drive. Yeah, ask you, who do you think has more trade value out there?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right now, Darius Garland or Trae Young?
That's a really good question. And I think it really depends, I guess, on the type of fit that you're looking for. Because Trae Young, compared to Darius Garland, he's more of a passer than Garland is more of an overall facilitator. And then Garland, he's a guy that will look to score first. And Trae Young, you're going to get more of that facilitating. So in terms of trade value, I'd probably have to say Darius Garland, just because he's on a more affordable contract and it's easier to work with teams that are dangerously close to those apron lines. Trae Young is going to be making $46 million this season. And then next year, he has that $49 million player option. So I would probably have to lean with Garland, but they're probably in the same tier of players where if you look at teams around the league that are going to be looking for point guards, teams that are going to be wanting to add another star in their backcourt, Trae Young and Darius Garland are definitely going to be two guys that they're going to be keeping eyes on.
This is supposed to be the summer of blockbuster trades. That seems to be the buzz that's floating out there. It's one thing to hear it and to talk about it and to speculate about it. Are you getting that sense that this really is going to be one of those summers where the league just goes nuts with big trades?
I think we're going to see a handful of big trades, we can say. In terms of superstars, I don't see Giannis Antetokounmpo being dealt, and everybody around the league is kind of downplaying that right now. So we can kind of cross him off for the moment of these early offseason trade talks around the draft and around free agency. If he is going to be on the move, that's not something that's going to take place until later in the summer. Right now, the focus is on Kevin Durant. That's the first big domino to fall. Where's Kevin Durant going to go? The five teams I've heard the most in chatter are the Toronto Raptors, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Miami Heat, Houston Rockets, and the San Antonio Spurs. Building off of that, there hasn't been much smoke in terms of the Raptors seriously going all in to pursue him. And over in the East as well, the Miami Heat, it's just hard to imagine that they would have the assets that the Phoenix Suns would want, because who are you going to give up? Are you going to give up Tyler Herro or Bam Adebayo? And at that point, how much better are you making yourselves with Kevin Durant? So it's kind of skeptical there. So really the teams I'm looking at are the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Houston Rockets right now. They have a clear path to be able to moving money and immediately contend for a championship in the Western Conference if they add a guy like Kevin Durant. Those are the two teams I would look at the most, especially because when you talk about Houston, the sense that I'm getting when I talk to people around the league is that they're not completely sold on Jalen Green being a part of their future. And it's really interesting to talk about with the Rockets, because they're a very young team. They're a team that was the 2 seed in the Western Conference this season, and they're doing a lot of damage control. There's a lot of he said, she said out there when teams try to connect the Rockets to Kevin Durant or other big players. Raphael Stone and that front office come out and just basically shut it down and say, no, we're devoted to player development. We're devoted to our guys. And it makes you wonder a little bit, because this is smokescreen season. We hear all the time of different chatter from teams, different chatter from agents and scouts. And now you're saying that you're not in the Kevin Durant sweepstakes, but everybody else around the league is saying that you are. It almost seems like that if they miss out on Kevin Durant, it's just damage control. That way they can go back to Jalen Green or Alperen Sengun and say, hey, we can dangle you guys in trade talks. We want you guys to be here long term. So I think that Houston is definitely a team that we need to watch closely in this Kevin Durant chatter. Whether or not they close a deal there, we'll see in the next few days. We'll see leading up to the draft. But until that Kevin Durant trade happens, we're not going to really see any big moves made. It's just a bunch of draft chatter of who's willing to move up, who's willing to move down. Guys like Ace Bailey, where will he fall in the draft? If he starts slipping, will guys trade up for him? Kamon Malawach is another guy, center from Duke, that a lot of teams are intrigued by. So those are really the trades that we're going to see kind of form over the next week and a half as everybody waits to see what happens with Kevin Durant.
Brett, you're there for game four. What happened? How did we get this so wrong with the series? Not only the series, but the Pacers. It's not like they came out of nowhere. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. We spent all year, though. We were scared of Boston, and we highlighted the different teams in the East, and the Pacers just never came up, and now they look like this juggernaut.
It's kind of funny because most of the teams that we were talking about being championship contenders in the East entering the playoffs, most of them were dealing with injuries throughout the postseason, and that's what led to their downfall. The Pacers earlier in the regular season, around like the first 30 games or so, they were dealing with a lot of injuries. And then they finally got healthy at the end of the year, and we're seeing this team in full and what they can do. So, and I like to say that, and looking back on it, Brian Windhorst, I remember it was around December or January, he kept saying, don't sleep on the Pacers, don't sleep on the Pacers, because they kept dealing with a bunch of injuries. They were a team that was sinking in the Eastern Conference standings, just waiting to get healthy. And then when they got healthy, coming out of the All-Star break, they looked like the championship contender that we saw last season. And now when we look at them, they're in the NBA Finals and two games away from their first championship. So give Windhorst a lot of credit on that one. He saw it before a lot of us did. But this is a team that has depth. They play fast. Their defensive intensity is one of the best in the league throughout the playoffs. And then obviously Tyrese Haliburton. I think what happened in game three is that they figured out that they don't always have to have the offense flow through them. Through the first two games against the Thunder, it seemed like they were getting stuck late in the shot clock. Haliburton was getting frustrated having to make quick passes. They weren't getting shots off before the shot clock buzzer. They were taking forced jumpers. And now in game three, the offense flowed not only through Haliburton, but through Siakam. It flowed through guys cutting in the lane and getting those backdoor screens and getting to the hoop. And Benedict Mathurin being a guy that could come in and play one-on-one and take a lot of burden off of Haliburton and Siakam. So heading into game four, that has to be the point of emphasis again for the Pacers, not only on defense, but they have to be able to find those slashers and those cutters around the rim if they're going to be able to continue finding success against a very feisty and one of the best defensive teams in the league in the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Brett, fantastic insight. Thanks for giving us a few minutes. Enjoy the game tonight, and hopefully we catch up with you down the road.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Thanks so much. Brett Siegel right there. Of course, you can find him at Clutch Points in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We're at to what he had to say. Basically, he opened the door and then he closed the door on the Kevin Durant conversations. We'll react to what he had to say and more coming up in 5 minutes right here on Afternoon Drive.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.